and the Seven Little Goats through the art style of Camille Pissarro.
Seven little goats lived with their mother deep in the forest with sisters and brothers. One day, the mother goat said,
I must go shopping for all of you. I will be back just before 2. There is a big bad wolf, so don't open the door. He will try to eat you, that's for sure.
After a while, someone knocked at the door. They heard a rough voice.
Mommy's back. Open the door.
The baby goat said,
Your voice is too rough. You are not our mommy, for sure.
Too rough, huh?
Said the wolf. The wolf went home. He ate a cup of honey. It would sweeten his voice. It sure was yummy. He rushed back to the seven goats. He knocked once more. In a sweet voice, he said,
Mommy's home. Open the door.
The goats looked at each other and all agreed. The voice was sweet and soft indeed. The oldest goat said,
Wait, let's see your paw. You don't have a white paw. It's black.
They saw.
I don't know about this.
White paws, huh?
Said the wolf. The wolf went home. He got some flour. He covered his paw. He was back in an hour. He put his white paw through the door. The seven goats agreed. It was their mommy for sure. The seven goats opened the door so wide. The big bad wolf jumped on them as they ran from side to side.
Yikes! Help!
They ran everywhere, running all around, here and there. The wolf swallowed up six little goats.
Ow! 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 Ow!
I can't find the last one!
Said the wolf as he cleared his throat. The wolf was full. He decided to rest.
Six goats for lunch. That was the best.
When the mother goat came home, she was shocked to see. She shouted,
"My six goats are gone! How can this be?"
The baby goat was hiding in the clock. She was so scared. The mother goat hugged her because she really cared.
Oh, shh, it's okay.
The mother goat said,
"Come, I have a plan. Follow me, little one. Run as fast as you can."
Tiptoeing up to the wolf was the brave mummy.
Mm-hmm.
carefully cut open the wolf's big tummy. The wolf didn't wake up. He continued to sleep. Out jumped the six goats without a single peep.
Shh, come on, come on. Shh, shh, shh. Here, little one. Here. Shh, shh. Come here, come here. Quiet, quiet. Mommy's here. Mommy's here.
The mother goat said,
"We will fill his tummy. That should do the trick. Bring me some stones. Hurry now. Quick, quick, quick."
They sewed up the wolf's tummy. He looked good as new. He didn't even have a single clue. When the wolf woke up, he walked to the well for a drink. He said,
"Gee, I feel heavier. It's the goats, I think."
As he leaned over, the stones pulled him into the well. He was never seen around after he fell.